across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
Let's come back to the storm. We start off, I mean, the sky, we've got a blue sky again now across the Three Counties. Good. When we started the programme at 3 o'clock, the sky was a particular colour. I mean, it was really quite spooky, quite eerie. And we had a lot of people posting pictures of where they live in the Three Counties. It's really eerie sky caused by Storm Ophelia. You can see those on my Twitter feed at Talk Roberto. The update is that dozens of flights to and from airports in Northern Ireland and the Republic have been cancelled as people brace themselves for the arrival of Tropical Storm Ophelia. Now, it's due to hit the southwest coast shortly. An amber weather warning for Northern Ireland, which also applies to parts of Wales and southwest Scotland, will be enforced and have been enforced since midday today. The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, has urged people to stay indoors. Many schools are closed and will stay closed, and several thousand homes in Kerry and Cork are already without power. Now, Stephen Fletcher is from Berkhamsted, and he's currently in County Clare. I'll speak to Stephen in a moment. But earlier, he took a little walk along Francis Street in Kilrush, where he walked into the only shop that was still open. Now, that was Considine's Bakers, where he met owner John McKenna.
Are you staying open?
We are.
I see you've been open since 1847, so...
That's right. We survived many a storm and a hurricane and went through a famine, all that, yeah. We're still here and still open for business and...
Very good. Are you getting many people in?
We are. This morning was very busy and it's starting to quieten down a little now, you know.
But yeah, the wind's getting up now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But we'll monitor it, and if it gets very severe, we'll close the doors. But
yeah,
we'll stay open for the time being. We want to look after our customers.
And well done. I see the banks are closed.
Banks are closed. Everyone's closed by ourselves.
Well done.
We're the last business standing here now.
This last standing.
Yeah, we're well used to that too. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, it's Considine's Bakery.
Considine's
been
Bakery.
Going since 1846, so something to be proud of.
It is, for sure. We're very proud of it.
So it should be. Let's talk to Stephen now. Stephen, what did he buy in the bakery?
I didn't buy anything, Rob. I scurried in there, and I didn't have my eco bag to carry anything away. I just went in. I wasn't expecting anywhere to be open. The supermarkets were closed. Everything was closed.
It must be. I mean, it must be quite an eerie situation.
It's very odd. You know, you expected to see tumbleweed blowing through the streets. It was deserted, absolutely deserted. I only saw a few cars going through, and it's hit people quite hard. But everyone's staying in. All the schools were closed a few days ago. They announced that, and they've also announced it's going to be closed tomorrow as well. All the schools are closed tomorrow. There was nothing open apart from the good old baker.
Has there been much damage in County Clare and Kilrush, where you are, Stephen?
The usual thing, there have been reports of trees down and things like that. Overnight, apparently there were winds of 109 miles per hour hit the south coast of Ireland. And, you know, sadly, as you've been reporting, three people have been killed, two in cars and one who was with a chainsaw, and he got... killed when he was trying to clear a tree. So I haven't seen any evidence. To be honest, I'm not going out now, but the reports are there are some people without power. We still have power here. There's about 360,000 homes without power throughout the Republic, and they're just basically battening down and just waiting till it passes over and gets across to England, I think.
I mean, ultimately, with a storm like this and the severity, can we get to see the full impact of it, is the only realistic thing people can do, Steve, is just to batten down hatches as best they can and sit it out.
That's right. I mean, there have been reports of crazy people trying to swim in the storm, and also somebody with a kite, you know, one of these kite surfing, they were stopped and they were most indignant that it was taking away their rights. And so the Coast Guard stopped them trying to kite surf in Lahinch. So there are some crazy people about, but I think most people are just saying, right, fair enough, we'll shut down until it all blows over.
And can I ask you, Stephen, what colour is the sky? Because we had a spell of a couple of hours here. I mean, we've got a blue sky back across the three, but from about 2:30 to about 4:30, there was this orange glow in the air, and it looked really weird.
I'm just stepping outside my front door, Rob, and is actually just it's cloudy. Nothing to report. Nothing untoward. I can't report blue or red. It's just grey at the moment.
Well, wish you well, Stephen. Stay safe, and thank you for your report, Stephen Fletcher. It's from the Birkhamsted area, currently in County Clare, where they are expecting the storm. The storm to hit home a little bit later on this evening. We'll bring more news on that, of course, as it develops.